Red Hawks. Canarian in the left wing. Back over to Braden. Top of the key. Dribbles into the free throw line. Kicks it back over to Canarian for three. This one's not pretty. And rebound Jacob Perry, who now has four rebounds alone in the fourth quarter. 6.5 to play. It's a 13-point game. Just a minute and a half ago, it was an 8-point game. Perry top of the key. And they try and feed into Israelson. It's tipped. Now they feed it back into Israelson. Goes to work. There's a whistle and misses a shot, but he's going to the line for two. That'll be the fifth team foul on Vadax. Two shots for Israelson. And the foul's against number 44, Will Sutton. That's his third. For Vadax. Israelson so far is 6-for-6 on the free throw line, trying to make it 8-for-8. And it's so far 7-for-7. 21 points of the night as Labor checks back in for Will Sutton, who sits down with three fouls. Cole Israelson trying for a second free throw and trying to stay perfect from the free throw line. And he does. Here comes Vadax, trailing by 15 now, 50-35 to the Red Hawks. And Trammell takes a three from the right corner, hits nothing, and Cassidy's on the run. Rasmussen goes for the jump stop and goes up the way up, and he's traveled. He gives the ball right back to Vadax.
I'm wondering if there's a whack on the floor tonight, because there's a lot of kids there just kind of shuffling the feet, sliding a little bit.
Seems to be some sort of sheen for sure. Canarian, down with the key to Braden. Over to Labor, dribbles into the paint, and we have a push. And Hightower here is from the Big Ten Conference, allegedly. Fourth team foul against Kansas City. Excuse me, the third, and it goes against Colin Hartwick, his first. Trammell passes this one in, and Braden tripped. Trammell trying to grab it, and he steps out of bounds. Now a substitution for Cass City, number 21, Jacob Hacker. He replaces Rasmussen.
Oh, the Hatchets are putting on a zone press right now.
They trail by 15 to the Cass City Redhawks, 50-35. 5:45 left in the fourth, and the trap seems to be working against Hacker. Now they get over to Orban, over to Perry, and they break the press. Here comes Perry, dribbling down to the right side, and goes up to the left, and it's good. Perry now with 4 points for the night. He had two free throws before that. Trammell for three from the left wing, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. And the last touch by Kansas City. Canary has interrupted the rebound by the Red Hawks, and the Hatchets get it. 5:22 left in the fourth. Suddenly, they trail by 17. At one point, Vadax led by 8, and now we have a double foul. Is Jim Delaney here or something? I'm not quite sure what's going on. Big Ten Commissioner, because we just had a double foul.
On Austin Trammell and Cody Orban.
And it's still going at it. So Cam Vadax gets the ball.
Now that was both of their first.
And Cody Orban steals it off the inbound. So here comes Cass City. After a defensive, Orban hits the long two from the top of the key. He has 7 points, or 8 points, and Jim Quinn takes a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll be back over this with Kansas City 54, Vadax 35.
The fastest mobile 4G LTE service on the face of the planet is now available in the Thumb area. And the only towers you'll find the fastest 4G LTE service in the Thumb is at Thumb Cellular. Comparing Thumb Cellular's fast 4G LTE service to the other guys is like riding a tricycle on a NASCAR track. With 10 times the speed of 3G, you can video chat with no lag, download music files in seconds, use voice and data simultaneously on your smartphone. If you want to get up to speed, then head to any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a complete demonstration on these blazing speeds. And when you leave the Thumb area, your phone will then access Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide with more coverage than all other networks combined. The best just got better. See Thumb Cellular today.
34-35. Mad Axe trails after calling a timeout by 19 points. As the afterburns here in the fourth quarter, as Braden takes a jump shot, hits nothing but air, and they just then comes in with the rebound and stretches out the jersey by a Mad Axe player. Hacker on the right wing, back up to Perry, drives into the free throw line, kicks it over to Hardwick for three, no, rebound Labor. Labor trails, running out of control, launches it up on the give and go on the runner, that act comes up with a rebound after the miss. Tanner Krug brings it in. Labor in the right corner, back up to Canarian, over to Braden, now in the left corner to Turmel, skip pass all the way over to Denver for three from the right wing, no, rebound Krug on the one hand put back. Krug gets his own rebound, and this one's good. Daniel Krug now with 9 points. And the first points for Bad Axe in the fourth. 54-37. And it had a travel as Jacob Perry trying to break the press single handedly. He tripped and traveled the ball. And Bad Axe will get it right in midcourt. 4-5 left in the fourth. 17 points between Cass City and Bad Axe. Perry sits down. Tristan Kuntz checked in for Cass City. Canarian gets the inbound pass. Braden in the corner, drives down the baseline with the runner. This one's off the mark, doesn't hit anything. And we have an over the back against Tyler Labor of Bad Axe. Kind of an odd call.
For tonight, maybe not. I don't know.
That's Labor's fourth. Team seven, so we walk the length of the court. And Hacker is at the line, shooting one and perhaps a bonus. With 3:55 left, it's 54-37, a 17-point lead for Cass City. First one is no good, rebound Krug. Over to the left wing to Termel, 3:48 left, over to Canarian for the long three from the right wing. This one hits the back of the iron, long rebound by number four, Hardwick of Cass City. Into Orban's hands.
Something from now is right in Orban's face. I'm talking him really well. This is stealing, guys.
And Canarian steals it, but they turn it right back over. Hardwick steals it back. Canarian's still all over on the right. And Canarian's going to be charged with a foul. Team's eighth. Canarian's third. So, headed to the line for one and one is Colin Hardwick. Hardwick has 14 points tonight. Canarian sits down. We have another new person for Cass City, number 44, Eric Churchill. He replaces number 45, Israel City. And the free throw is no good. And here comes Van Axe trailing by 17. Braden stops at the left elbow and he gets it stolen over to Kuntz into Orban on the baseline. Feeds it back into Kuntz on the left right wing into Churchill for the 2-0. The crowd goes crazy as Churchill's in the books for 2 points and a 19-point lead for the Redhawks. Less than three to play. 56-37, Gaston lead. The Van Axe has it. Tight game all the way through, about to be beginning the fourth quarter. Braden drives into the lane with the runner. This one's off the mark. Rebound. Still loose. Goes out of bounds. And Cass City will get the ball. Two new substitutions for Bad Axe. We have Flannery and Messing checking in. And Labor and Krug sit out. Other for Bad Axe right now, we have Termel, Kramer, Flannery, Braden, and Messing. As Churchill misses the layup on the fast break for Cass City, but Hardwick gets the rebound. 2.5 to play in the fourth. 56-37. Orban for three from the left wing. No rebound, still loose. And they say Bannack touched it, and there were two Cass City players in front of him.
There you got two white guys going for the ball.
And you can hear Jim Cook in the background. Half-court, Mike. As Tristan Kuntz gets denied at the layup to the right side. And here comes Bad Axe. Kramer with the runner goes no good and rebound 21 Hacker. 2:10, fourth quarter, 56-37, still 19. 19-